Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cass and Georgie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a report by the Queensland Ombudsman has been released on the interactions between healthcare workers and two siblings known by the pseudonyms Caleb and Jonathan, who were discovered living in squalor in May 2020. The Ombudsman's report found Caleb and Jonathan, who were diagnosed with significant global development delay and intellectual disabilities, missed multiple appointments with Queensland Health Specialist Services between 2005 and 2020. The Queensland Ombudsman has conducted an independent review into the powers and responsibilities of all departments and agencies that engaged with Caleb, Jonathan and their father.
The historic central Queensland town of Buckhaldene is in the midst of a long-planned facelift to revive it as a point of community for locals and travellers looking for a stop. Once a thriving main strip, boasting up to a dozen pubs, in 2026 those numbers have dwindled to two. However, locals are not going down without a fight. After school and around work, families are working to renovate two of the historic buildings and prepare them for pouring sometime in the near future, with a keen focus on providing for their community. Mr. Hunt, who is opening one of the two venues, says that one of their biggest hurdles was finding funding, stating, quote, "The bank thinks that no one has businesses, especially small businesses or pubs, or that they just don't see the value in Western Queensland." Yet the town's fight and optimism to revive pub crawl opportunities in West Queensland and bring back some of the heart to their small town.
In national news, a fossil found in an East Gippsland limestone cave found more than a century ago reveals to belong to the skull of an extinct giant echidna, Megalobguilia oweni, thank God I got through that pronunciation, which would have once roamed alongside some of Australia's megafauna. The identification marks the first confirmed evidence of the giant echidna in Victoria, filling a gap of more than 1,000 kilometres between previously known fossil sites in South Australia and New South Wales. The now extinct echidna could grow to a metre long and weigh up to 15 kilograms, about the size of a small child, using its long, straight beak to forage through hard soils for insects. Researchers will continue to review historic collections and explore cave systems across Victoria in search of further evidence of the state's lost Ice Age animals.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese touched down in Brunei Darussalam this morning for a meeting with the Sultan to discuss fuel and food supplies and trade. Accompanied by Foreign Minister Penny Wong, Albanese will be the first PM to visit the nation since Tony Abbott's visit in 2013 for the East Asia Summit. Australia receives 9% of its annual diesel imports from Brunei Darussalam, along with 11% of crude oil imports and 11% of fertiliser-grade urea. Finalising his talks with the world's longest-serving monarch, the PM will then travel to Malaysia for continuous fuel talks there.
In international news, Brazil's former spy chief Alexandre Ramagem has been arrested by ICE agents in the United States after fleeing the country following a 16-year sentence for plotting a military coup in Brazil. After fleeing to the US before his verdict, while Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro was sentenced to 30 years, Ramagem was arrested by ICE agents on Monday for a minor traffic violation, despite having previously appeared on a live stream of a far-right influencer citing approval for Trump's government. Reportedly, Ramagem received a message from a member of Trump's cabinet stating, quote, "It's good to know we have a friend who is safe and secure here in the U.S. His pending asylum request will allow him to remain in the U.S. until a final decision is made. However, Brazilian Federal Police Director Andre Rodriguez described him as, quote, fugitive of Brazilian justice.
For your weather, I hardly know her. Today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 29, and the fire danger is moderate, with the UV index predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back with tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.